Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Accepts the chalice of dying for my sins. Oh Jesus, will you let me stay? Share a sip from your cup. Watch with you and pray. Betrayed and abandoned, dragged into a hall, though scourged by Roman soldiers, our sins hurt you most of all. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, defended by so few, so much blood from your wounds, how can I comfort you? You are my upon your head. I turn to face the guilty, I see my sins instead. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, in your suffering, in your tears, in your blood, you stand as Christ the King. Embracing your cross, you start towards Calvary. Crushed by so much evil, you turn to look at me. Oh Jesus, did I hear you call, asking me to stay by you, to help you if you fall? You are my Lord. God, and I love it seems though all has failed. For our salvation, Jesus, for us you were nailed. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, I have come to stay. Love me, please love me. Love me, I call out. Why don't you love? I reach out. Please love me. Oh, how I long for your love. Love me, I call out.
Why don't you love?
Reach out these hands to please you. Love me. Oh,
in you is the fountain of life. We drink from the streams of your goodness.
In you is the fountain of life.
We drink from the streams of your goodness.
Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes.
He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone.
He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep.
To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings.
They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light.
Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out.
See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In you is the fountain of life. We drink from the streams of your goodness.
When my heart grew faint, you raised me up.
When my heart grew faint, you raised me up.
O God, hear my cry. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call. My heart is faint. On the rock too high for me to reach, set me on high. O you who have been my refuge, my tower against the foe. Let me dwell in your tent forever and hide in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, hear my prayer. Grant me the heritage of those who fear you. May you lengthen the life of the king. May his years cover many generations. May he ever sit enthroned before God. Bid love and truth be his protection. So I will always praise your name, and day after day fulfill my vows. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When my heart grew faint, you raised me up.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation.
The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy.
Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets, and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord.
Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy.
Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. I will remember the words of the Lord.
I will recall his wonders of old.
A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who have been called, according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, that the Son might be the firstborn of many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. What shall we say after that? If God is for us, who can be against us? Is it possible that he who did not spare his own Son, but handed him over for the sake of us all, will not grant us all things besides? Who shall bring a charge against God's chosen ones? God? Who justifies? Who shall condemn them? Christ Jesus, who died, or rather was raised up, who is at the right hand of God, and who intercedes for us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial, or distress, or persecution? Or hunger, or nakedness, or danger,
or the sword? As Scripture says, "For your sake we are being slain all the day long. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. Yet, in all this, we are more than conquerors because of him who has loved us. For I am certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future nor powers, neither height nor depth nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When we were dead through sin, God brought us to life again in Christ.
Because he loved us with so great a love.
That he might reveal for all ages to come the immeasurable riches of his grace.
Because he loved us with so great a love.
From a work by St. Bonaventure, Bishop. Take thought now, redeemed man, and consider how great and worthy is he who hangs on the cross for you. His death brings the dead to life, but at his passing, heaven and earth are plunged into mourning, and hard rocks are split asunder. It was a divine decree that permitted one of the soldiers to open his sacred side with a lance. This was done so that the church might be formed from the side of Christ as he slept the sleep of death on the cross, and so that the scripture might be fulfilled, "They shall look on him whom they have pierced." The blood and water which poured out at that moment were the price of our salvation. Flowing from the secret abyss of our Lord's heart, as from a fountain, this stream gave the sacraments of the church the power to confer the life of grace, while for those already living in Christ, it became a spring of living water welling up to life everlasting. Arise then, beloved of Christ. Imitate the dove that nests in a hole in the cliff, keeping watch at the entrance like a sparrow that finds a home. There, like a turtle dove, hide your little ones, the fruit of your chaste love. Press your lips to the fountain. Draw water from the wells of your Savior, for this is the spring flowing out of the middle of paradise, dividing into four rivers, inundating devout hearts, watering the whole earth, and making it fertile. Run with eager desire to this source of life and light, all you who are vowed to God's service. Come, whoever you may be, and cry out to him with all the strength of your heart. O indescribable beauty of the Most High God, and purest radiance of eternal light, life that gives all life, light that is the source of every other light, preserving in everlasting splendor that myriad flames that have shone before the throne of your divinity from the dawn of time. Eternal and inaccessible fountain, clear and sweet stream flowing from a hidden spring, unseen by mortal eye. None can fathom your depths, nor survey your boundaries. None can measure your breadth. Nothing can sully your purity. From you flows the river which gladdens the city of God, and makes us cry out with joy and thanksgiving in hymns of praise to you. For we know by our own experience that with you is the source of life, and in your light we see light.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and never forget all his benefits.
He saves your life from ruin and crowns you with mercy and compassion.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
He saves your life from ruin and crowns you with mercy and compassion.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who glory in the heart of your beloved Son and recall the wonders of his love for us, may be made worthy to receive an ever-flowing measure of grace from that font of heavenly gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.